Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings conference call of Monte Carlo Fashions Limited, hosted by Emkay Global Financial Services Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Yuvraj Kunwar from Emkay Global Financial Services Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning, everyone. I would like to welcome the management and thank them for this opportunity. We have with us today Sandeep Jain, Executive Director, Dinesh Verma, Director, R.K. Sharma, Chief Financial Officer, and Ankur Gauba, Company Secretary. I shall now hand over the call to the management for the opening remarks. Over to you, gentlemen.
Very good morning to everyone, and thank you all for joining us for today's earnings call to discuss the performance for second quarter and first half of financial 26. Let me start by sharing the financials and operational highlights. For the second quarter under review, the company has reported revenue of 249 crores, registering a growth of 13% year-on-year. EBITDA for the quarter was 42 crores, representing a growth of 47% year-on-year. EBITDA margins were reported at 16.73% versus 12.88% in the same period last year. So net profit stood at 16 crore for this quarter, which is almost doubled as compared to last year. So talking about the first half of financial year, the revenue from operations stood at 387 crore, which has increased 12% year-on-year. EBITDA was around 36 crore, witnessing a growth of around 37% year-on-year, with EBITDA margin reported at 9.2%. The profit after tax was 4 lakh as against a loss of 5 crore in the corresponding period last year. We saw a strong rebound in the sales across most categories. Our Rocket brand delivered yet another quarter of consistent performance. The home textile segment also maintained its robust growth trajectory, supported by healthy demand across all categories. Online sales also continue to show strong momentum, particularly through our own website and reflecting the growing customer preferences for our own digital channels. We remain focused on expanding our retail footprint and firmly committed to open 40 to 45 EBOs across India with a strategic emphasis on Western and Southern India. To enhance customer convenience and reach, we have partnered with quick commerce platforms such as Blinkit, Swiggy and Zepto to enable quick deliveries within 30 minutes. Additionally, our strategic collaboration with Salesforce is helping us streamlining our operations, elevate our customer experience and building long-term brand loyalty through digital transformation. Further, we have expanded into overseas e-commerce platform for direct and indirect exports through Zoom.com and Styleshop.com, broadening its global presence. With this, we now open the floor for question and answer session. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is on the line of Raman KV from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah. We can hear you.
So, initially, you in the previous quarter, you gave a revenue guidance of 10 to 11% with 19% margin for FY26. But suggesting from what we hear that India is going to experience a good winter season. So what's the channel inventory with respect to the winter wears, and are you planning to revise your guidance?
Yeah, thank you, Raman. So basically, initially we said 10%. Then we revised our guidance in the first quarter con call to 10 to 15%. And now, as you rightly mentioned about the progress of winter, it is doing good as far as northern and central and eastern India is concerned. And there is every possibility that we may revise our guidance in the third quarter once we have winter sales in our hand. But that we can only do in the third quarter con call. As of now, we stand at our guidance of 10 to 15%.
And the margin guidance, will it be 19% or are you planning to, because my understanding is we have, in the first quarter of, we had a good margin expansion if I'm comparing H1 of FY26 with H1 of FY27. So are we expecting margin expansion? And also if you can point out what were the significant levers which help you to achieve 17% margin in Q2 versus 13% margin. I just want to understand what were the measures taken by the management, or is it because of the sales growth the margin expansion happened?
No. Basically, there have been two reasons for the margin expansion. The first reason, as you rightly mentioned, is the sales growth, and the second reason is that the raw material price was stabilized, but we took a hike in our product prices. So that is also reflecting in the margins. And thirdly, we took some steps to reduce our discount sales and returns also. So all these factors contributing and increasing the margins. And we expect that over the last year, we should have at least 200 basis point margin expansion as far as this current year is concerned. But again, this guidance can be revised once we have third quarter sales in our hand, which is doing very well. So going forward, we are very optimistic as far as this quarter is progressing, and we hope that we should possibly revise our guidance after the third quarter.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I'll join back in. Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jaspreet Arora from Equintis PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. I'm just referring to slide 5 of the presentation, so where the product mix is given between cotton, woolen, textile and kids. So wanted to understand what is the percentage product, what percentage of our product portfolio would be, you know, what customers would purchase even in summers or let's say the non-winter period.
See, if I rightly understood your question, so you are asking about the summer and winter contribution, am I right?
Yes.
So in summer there are broadly categories which actually sells in winter also, like shirts, trousers, denims, lowers. So some of the categories they sell around the year. And there are a few categories sells in the winter wear, that is sweaters, jackets, winter track suits, wind sheeters, even thermals. So these are the pure winter categories. So right. If I compare our summer and winter contribution, if our overall sales are concerned, see, I'll just give you broadly that at one point of time, if I talk about 15 years back, it was 75-25. Now, if I talk 5 to 6 years back, it was 60-40. So this year, we should be touching, on apparel I'm talking about, it should be around 46 summers and 54 winter. And we see that going ahead in next 1 or 2 years, it should be even out 50% summer and winter contribution. So that's how we are progressing in this.
Okay. And this this has been achieved through this categories like kids, textile, shoes. Is that how you have achieved this besides penetration in summer category as well?
When we talk about a differentiation in summer and winter, we are not taking into account the footwear and textiles. We are talking only about the apparels.
Okay, only apparel. So textile is 15 and I believe footwear is hardly anything today. So
yeah.
If I exclude textile, so on the 85% portfolio, this is what you mentioned, the mix historically and today.
Yes, even in textile also, the winter portion is coming down. It used to be 100%, now it has come down to almost 75%, which is again coming down this year because we have launched bed sheets, towels and other categories also. So that summer contribution is also increasing in textile, home textiles. But as far as apparels are concerned, which I have already given you the figures.
Got it. And You're saying so far the sign is of a good winter. So in terms of and whatever be that, typically and please just educate us on that. Typically, the so-called inquiries and the order booking of winter would have already started big time from most of the retailers, distributors. So is there enough momentum there for you or the entire category to get excited to to see a very big winter season this time around?
See, this is the supply time. Order booking normally happens 6 months in advance, and as of now it's only supply time, so we are getting repeats. That shows that the secondary sale is happening, then only you can get the repeats. So that indicates us that the season is progressing well. And as far as trade show for summer, which happened almost 2 months back, we got a very strong demand in summer. It's a double-digit volume growth in summer as well. So that is giving us a confidence to may revise our guidance going forward in the next quarter.
Okay, okay. And for us, the sales of winter, is how would it be split between 3Q and 4Q? Because some part of winter spills over to 4Q as well. So how is it typically split for us, the sales?
It is end of season sales which reflects in fourth quarter. Otherwise, mostly fresh sales happens in third quarter itself.
Okay, at least from our end. The retailer might sell in Jan, but from our end, it would go from within December only.
From our EBOs, we need to book some sales in January also.
Okay, from our EBOs.
For MCOs and SAS, it is all reflected in the third quarter itself.
Understood. And just lastly, sir, the return on capital employed was about, I think, 15%. And I think one of the areas, I think, may be the working capital. So are there areas within working capital cycle that you think there is a possibility of cutting down? Because for a branded player like us, a 15% ROC is, very suboptimal.
Yeah, so we are pretty sure that this year there would be at least 10% reduction in the working capital days as we end this financial year. So we are working on the working capital as well as debtor days also. So you would find that both these areas have considerable improvement once we end this year and compare with the last financial year.
Got it. I'll come back. This is very helpful, sir. Thank you. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Viraj Parekh from Carnelian Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, you're audible.
Sir, just a few questions. So I think last year we had Diwali and Durga Puja more towards Q3, and this year was more towards Q2. So have you assessed the impact of this quarter's numbers vis-a-vis Diwali and Durga Puja being in Q2 instead of Q3? And how is that impacting 13% growth?
No, there is not any impact of shifting of any festivals, because normally the sales starts in October itself when there is the onset of the winter. But there may be a 2-3% difference of a quarter-to-quarter variation because of these festivals and all these things. But otherwise, overall, if you see like 6 months basis, it remains same.
Right. So second question is more towards, understanding how we are looking at winter. Can you give me an idea? I think last year we had reduction of our production levels just to be in line with, to maintain the channel inventory. So I would want to understand if you comment in terms of, this year's winter show booking vis-a-vis last year, our production levels and inventory levels to meet any kind of secondary demand which may come after the primary dispatches of our, trade show have done. So if you could help me understand a bit more on that front, it would be helpful.
Thanks for asking this question. So let me give you very good news that our inventories are almost empty as far as our warehouses are concerned, and secondary sales are happening. So we're pretty sure that inventory at our EBOs, inventory at our LFS channel would be least as compared to many of the previous years. So that would ensure that we have lesser returns and lesser USS going forward in this financial year.
So can you help me understand that in case you're saying you may change the guidance revision to Q3, what I'm trying to understand, that dispatches would have already happened. So there would be certain secondary sales which may help us revise our guidance in towards the end of Q3. So how are we planning for that in terms of, would we have a better idea towards November, December, or are those orders being placed as we speak?
See, guidance, why I'm saying is that it depends on the basically two factors. One is that if you have more fresh sales, then less of the goods goes into discount sales, so that improves your revenues. And second is that when the discount percentage is less, that again increase your revenues. And thirdly, when you have less returns, because you have to minus the returns when it comes back, that again improves your revenue. So these three factors, I am hopeful that it is basically in our favor in this quarter as compared to last financial year. That is why I said that let me see this quarter, once we end it, which looks very promising, we can revise our guidance upwards.
Understood. So this last question, I got your point of, fresh sales, EOSS sales. What was the, if you could share with us, the year-on-year increase in winter show bookings last year versus this year?
The booking was there, but, we made lesser goods because we had returns which were with us, which we refinished and dispatched it to us, dispatched it to the EBOs and other stores. So as far as our revenues are concerned, there is no change, but we cut down on the expenses of returns and we cut down on the expenses of fresh goods at least 2 to 3%, so which will reflect in our margins also.
Got it, sir. Got it. And any, you've been experimenting with cloak and decor, EBOs, and, it's been a while since we opened the first one. I just want to understand the response in that segment, since that is a less premium segment than our flagship brand. So how is it doing? Are there more inquiries to open the, franchise model of those stores?
Yes, so there have been inquiries. Already we have around 17 stores of cloak and decor, and another 8 are in pipeline, so we'll have 25 stores by the end of this financial year. And for next financial year, we intend to open another 25 to 30 stores. So all inquiries are coming from the previous franchises only. So if the response is good, then only, they're asking for opening another store as far as their regions are concerned. So I'm pretty sure that this is going to have, in next 3 to 4 years, Cloak & Decker would also become, a brand of around 100 CR, if I'm not very, I would say that don't want to sound very optimistic, but I should see that it should have around 100 CR of sale in next 3 years.
So footwear sales have surged quite a bit. I wanted to understand that since we started the last quarter, it's given a number of 45% kind of a growth in the footwear business. I just want to understand, are we adding footwear option to the existing EBOs, or are we opening EBOs, new EBOs with the footwear section as well? I want to understand whether it's more organic, like repeat customer buying from the same EBO, or is driven from opening more EBOs with footwear as an option?
No, we are placing our footwear only in the EBOs which are more than 2,000 square feet. So there are, I think, around 40 locations we have placed our footwear, but mostly it is selling online, and also we have started LFS with Reliance where we are placing our footwear. So I am pleased to share that we will be doubling our sales as compared to last year. And last year I think we did a sale of around 6 CR. So this year we should be doing a sale of 12 to 13 CR in footwear itself.
And so the margins are similar to our overall business, or is it a little bit better?
They are almost similar, 100 basis points here and there.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much. I'll get back into you. All the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Devakar Rana from Prudent Equity. Please go ahead.
Hello. So the first question is on the renewable investment that you had planned. So any capex amount that you can give?
That already we have applied the tender. So as of now, we don't have any information that when this tender will open. But we have planned to invest around 50 CR in that, basically as far as solar power is concerned. And that is having a project ROE of around 30%.
Sir, can you just explain what is the nature of this order? I mean, are we going for what are we doing basically in this solar?
This is basically a tender which we have filled for Madhya Pradesh. So it's going to open, I think, in November end or December first week. If we get the tender, then we will basically put this plant and supply it to Madhya Pradesh government, Madhya Pradesh Electricity Board.
Okay, basically that will be EPC kind of a thing, right?
That would be a supplying of power to them.
Power to them.
And the project ROI, which we thought it should be around 30%.
Okay, okay. And sir, one question on the GST reduction. So I believe the garment and apparel priced under 2500 was previously taxed at around 12%. Now it has been reduced to 5%. So are you seeing any benefit of this?
Definitely yes, because first of all, it will improve our margins, and secondly, most of the products will come under, you know, this 2500 range, basically summer's range. So that would help customers to purchase more. So it is very beneficial to us, but at the same time, the products which are above 2500 rupees have to pay additional duty of 6%, so which will become a little expensive. But we think that basically we are in a premium, upper premium category. So 100 to 200 rupees here and there doesn't make much difference to the customers. So as overall, we would see a benefit of a GST reduction as far as apparels are concerned.
Okay, okay. So because in the last call, I asked this question and you said the winter is around 1500. So what is the average, I mean, total that we sell in this December quarter? What will be the average price for all the products?
No, winter is above 2500 only. It's only the summer products which will fall in this range.
For customer.
So as far as winters are concerned, because all our products are priced more than 2500 only in winter category.
Okay, 2500.
Yeah, more than 2500.
Okay, okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manancha from Moneybee Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on good set of numbers. I wanted to ask, you mentioned that you've had very strong bookings for your upcoming summer season. So what has led to this sort of strong bookings for you? Have you changed the product or improvised it, which has led to this sort of strong bookings? And when you say you're looking at double-digit growth in terms of bookings, is this in mid-teens or it's upwards of 20%, that sort of the booking growth that you're seeing in the summer weather?
I think the increase in summer booking is the hard work which we have been doing from last many years. So that is reflecting as far as retailers have understood that we are definitely improving ourselves in the summer wear range. That is why the more booking has come. And why it is more important is that because it has come from the multi-brand outlets and SIS also. So who have the option of keeping multiple brands, but they are trusting our brand to place at their shelves. So that is giving us confidence that whatever we are making in summer is being liked and trusted by the customers itself. So what was the second question?
The growth you mentioned.
Yeah.
Is volume growth, or it's
yeah, volume growth is mid-teen, and then there would be increase from the value price or like price hike also.
Understood. So you're saying largely it's being led by the MBOs, multi-brand outlets.
No, it's led by both EBOs and MBOs. But what I'm saying is that if MBOs and SIS are basically picking up our product, that means that they are liking the product over other or competitor brands, because MBOs, SIS have option of buying from other brands also. But when they are increasing our sales, it means that our products are being trusted and liked by MBOs as well as our customers.
Understood. And in terms of returns, what sort of returns do we accept from MBOs?
No, MBOs we don't take any returns. From MBO and SIS, we don't take any returns. It's only in the EBOs and LFS and online. There we get the returns.
And what is the payment cycle in terms of MBO and SIS?
MBO is around 75 days.
Okay. So
and LFS online, EBO sale based. When they sale it, then they give within a 30 days.
Understood. So then, basis this, I think you should look at a strong Q4 as well.
Hope so. We are keeping our finger crossed.
Understood. Thank you. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, If you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Raman KV from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the follow-up. I just have one question. You said you are expecting 10% reduction in working capital days, as well as you expect your debtor days to increase to decrease. Can you just highlight the initiatives that the management has taken for this?
See, what we did is that, you know, we actually increased our distributor sales. So, and we take payment from distributors in 30 days, which we used to take from 75 days in some of our retailers. So that one initiative will definitely cut down as far as our number of days are concerned. And secondly, what we did is that we rationalized our merchandising also. So earlier, we were not transferring goods from one location to another location when it was needed. So that will again, you know, otherwise the goods kept on stuck on one location, and that, you know, reduced the payment cycle also. So that also we took initiative this year. So both these, I think, initiative would cut down around 10% to the working capital days.
Okay, understood, sir. And so my second question is with respect to the home textile division. So what's the contribution of the home textile to our, and towards our entire revenue? And so how do you plan to penetrate this market? Because they are, I mean, to be, I just want to understand, because in home textile division, there are like players like Indofound and Wellspun, which have a brand recognition. And Monte Carlo being a winterwear brand, for Monte Carlo to enter the segment, it's a new brand. So how do we plan to capture the market position from the existing players? Can you elaborate something on that?
Yeah, already we are doing very well in the home textiles. So its brand is already popular among our, you know, retailers also. So the last year contribution to sales was around 10.6%. And we think that the contribution from this segment should also go up in this financial year also. If I see the last year, the sale was around 150 CR. And we are projecting at least 15% growth in this financial year in home textile segment also. And as far as, you know, the advantage in home textile is that there is not a branded competition much. You can just name the brands which are there in the market in the home textiles. In case of apparel, there are more than 30-40 brands which compete with us. But in home textiles, the competition is only from 4 to 5 brands. So it gives us an edge basically in home textile to expand ourselves, you know, better than, I would say, that other categories.
And sir, are we planning to export with respect to the home textile division?
Home textile is completely outsourced, so we are not competitive in exports as we don't have our own manufacturing. It's only that with our own brand, we can sell it in the Indian market.
Okay, so are we planning to set up our own manufacturing unit or no?
No, we dropped that idea, and already we have said in our, I think, previous year con call that it was not viable at all. Because that margin accretion is only 3 to 4% only, and which is giving even a lot of headache also, you know, to produce. And then the qualities also change after 2 or 3 years as technology changes. So better to outsource the reputed suppliers, and where when you have a volume, then you can reduce their margins as well in procurements.
Okay, thank you, sir. Understood.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Devra from Divisha Investments. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Sir, in the past, when we had a good season, it was in the financial year, I guess, FY22. And we ended up in that financial year with EBITDA margins around 20%. So, ideally, would we have our EBITDA margins if this season turns out very well, something around that level or above that level?
See, I think already I have said that we should be around 200 basis point plus as compared to last year margins. Please take that statement as final statement from us. If there is any improvement further, then we can let you know by third quarter phone call.
Okay, and sir, how is this current season, like the initial few days of the current quarter going? Very good?
Yeah, it's as of now, we are doing very well as compared to last financial year.
Okay, okay. And what would be our competitors, sir, compared to maybe 4 or 5 years back, the kind of competition we had in winter wear and the kind of competition from new age brands that is coming in now? So how are we facing those new competitors in the market?
Sir, yes, competitors are basically Madura brands, Raymond brands and Arvind brands and some of the new entrant also, but there are some brands which have shut down also. So the competition is basically more from these brands only. So no new competition has come after that.
Okay, okay, okay. Thank you, sir.
In our category as well as what we are playing.
Okay, thank you, sir.
The next question is from the line of Amit Sanghvi as an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much for giving me an opportunity. My question is already answered, so I'm okay with that. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
A reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Hitesh Popat as an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations for the good set of numbers. As you are sounding quite confident, hope this performance continues going ahead. I have two questions. One was partially answered that, as I understood rightly, we don't have any plans for export in home textile. But if I could recall, we discussed last year that we were having some pilot order for export. So do we have any plan for export in other categories? That is
for the apparels. Already we are doing exports in apparels. We have already shipped some quantities in Dubai where we are selling it online. So not for home textile. But apparels already it's doing and we are doing well. And we are improving. I think we'll be improving in this financial year and next financial year also in exports. But it's too early to, you know, give you the figures right now. But one thing which I can assure you is that we are getting very good response in Dubai.
Thanks for home textile.
But not for home textile, only for apparels.
Yeah, that I understood quite nicely. That sounds quite great that we are having some footprint in exports. Second question would be, as our government is quite supportive for textile and garment sector in recent times, are we in a league to leverage on out of this?
I don't think government has taken any initiative to support home textiles or apparels as of now. No good policy has come as of now. And believe me, we have been telling this government a lot of times that this is the most least capex and high labor intensive industry. And if you need to increase the employment, this is the one sector which has to pay attention for. But nothing concrete has been done so far in apparel.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Garvita Jain from Seven Islands PMS. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good morning. I'm sorry if I have missed the commentary. Because I have missed the commentary, if I might be repeating the question. I have two questions, sir. One is if you could give guidance upon the volumes on the winter collection, which we are estimating, how much volumes could be there. And one is on the, what is the cotton price behavior that is there currently?
The volume guidance I can't give you as of now, because once we have the sales ends basically in January, then only I can give you the volume guidance in sales. But overall, we already have told that ki we should be growing 10 to 15% in this financial year, and the volume and value growth should be around 60 to 40%. 60% volume and 40% value.
60% volume?
And 40% by price.
Oh, okay. Okay. By value. And so, what is the current cotton price trend and behavior in the market currently? If you could give me a broad perspective on that.
Fortunately, cotton prices are very stabilized, very stable, and they have not moved much in last 1.5 years. And even today also, the prices are almost same which was last financial year. But we have taken a hike of around 7 to 8%, so that is going to benefit us.
Okay, 7 to 8% hike in the prices. Okay. Okay, so that's all. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Manan Shah from MoneyBee Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the follow-up. My question was on exports. Are we exporting winter wear or winter wear and summer wear both? Also, how many seasons would you want to see before, you know, you look at scaling this up further?
See, basically we are doing both winter and summer wear. We have exported some t-shirts, sweaters also. So this is basically selling at Dubai online. So we have supplied to a partner over there who is selling us, selling the our merchandise online. And the initial response has been very encouraging. Now our team is going in the next week in Dubai fair also. So there we will devise our strategy. How should we move in the next financial year? But I'm very hopeful that because the volumes are not that much, but we should grow on 200 to 300% next financial year as compared to this year's volumes.
Understood. And apart from Middle East, are you also looking at Europe?
From there only, we are shipping to Europe as well and to US as well, from that location only, from Dubai itself.
Okay. And as a strategy as of now, will be just online or you will eventually look at MBO and SIS also over there?
No, only online. Because this channel is growing very fast, so we would like to take advantage of this.
Understood. My next question was on the cash. We are already sitting on a decent chunk of cash, and based on what you are saying in terms of working capital and the profitability for the current year, I believe you will end up generating good amount of cash this year as well. So what do we plan to do with this cash in terms of, do we plan to hold it in our balance sheet for future growth levels, or will we be distributing in terms of strategy over there? It will be helpful. Thank you.
We have been a dividend paying company since inception, so definitely one part would be to give dividend or whatever board decide. And secondly, as I said earlier also, that we'll be investing some money in the solar power also. So that would also need some capex, so money will go to that investment also. So both these things will happen. We will try to generate more returns on the money which we have, and secondly, we'll distribute it also to our shareholders.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on a touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Devakar Rana from Prudent Equity. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, in slide 3, we have shown around 4 brands. So apart, do we have any premium brands? I mean, we have the pricing at 5,000 and 10,000.
So, can you please repeat the question, please?
So, my question is, do we have any premium category products that we offer in our brands?
So Monte Carlo is the upper premium category. Clock and Decker is a mass segment. Luxuria is luxury category altogether. And Rocket is a athleisure brand. So these are the 4 brands we have. And Monte Carlo Home is basically for home textiles.
Okay. Okay. So what will be the highest pricing that you charge for winter?
Like if I talk about Luxuria, which we do a sale of around 50 CR, and that has grown from 25 CR in last 2 years. So the jackets in Luxuria is basically around 10,000 to 20,000 rupees. And the sweater starts from around 8,000 to 18,000. And t-shirts from 4,000 to 6,000. So like that, the prices are there in Luxuria.
Okay, okay.
I'm talking about the MRP.
Okay, okay, okay. So sir, there are many startups that are coming in this Gen Z premium category, like Blue Orange. You can check, tell your team to check it. So the do you plan something on the Gen Z part? I mean, the baggy shirt and those kind of a things.
Already we make shirts, t-shirt, trouser and sweaters, jackets in Luxuria category. So I have not heard of this brand. Definitely, thanks for the information. We'll check it and we'll see it.
Sure. It is Blurong. So you can check.
Yeah. And thanks for the info. Okay. We'll definitely see it.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Okay.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Thank you and over to you.
Yeah, thank you all for participating in the earnings call. I hope we have been able to answer all your questions. If you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, please reach out to our IR managers at Valorem Advisors, or you can mail us at investor@montecarlocorporate.com. Thanks a lot. Thank you very much.
On behalf of MK Global Financial Services Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.